And the place where a lot of corn is grown is called a
field.
And we planted some turnips and lettuce in
the garden.
And the holiday in late November when we eat turkey is
Thanksgiving Day.
And the highway is made out of, suppose it's white, turnpikes.
Cement.
Did you ever say concrete?
Concrete.
Have you heard of concreted? People
yeah, but such and such a highway has been concreted.
I see. Mm-hmm. And the state north of Georgia, where Nashville, Chattanooga?
Nashville, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. If a person is in trouble, you would try to...
Try to help it.
And if it isn't wide, then it must be...
Yeah.
And you might say, I'd like to help you, but I just...
Just can't today.
And another name for automobile is a...
Car.
And my mother might say to me, now this man is your uncle, and this, his wife, is your...
Aunt.
You ever hear that, aunt?
Yes, I've heard the phrase aunt.
Around here in Denton?
Maybe one or two we have educated people would say aunt. I try to be proper.
That's right, but I think that's more proper. Do you think, have you heard colored folk call, say aunt?
No, I don't think so.
It's just more of a, kind of like an English term.
Yeah,
it's like aunt.
I never heard of it.
Before birds lay their eggs, they build
a nest.
You have many, many of them in the tree, you might say. There are many, four or five
bird nests in the tree.
And children used to sit on benches at school, and now they sit at many
desks.
And before a, you might say there are 30 in this room. There are 30.
30 people in this room.
I mean the furniture in the schoolroom. This schoolroom.
Oh, the 30 desks in this schoolroom.
And children use, before a boy fights, he...
ball up his fist.
And small flying insect that bothers you in the summertime and stings you.
Skeeters.
And the white thing is that aren't in the sky today. It's a clear sky, but you might say it's...
The sky is blue today.
And if they were puppy white things, we'd call them...
Thunderheads peering in the sky.
Thunderheads?
Yeah, it's going to rain, you see those thunderheads coming.
But it's not thunderheads, they're just puppy white...
It's white clouds.
And right now we're sitting inside your... Right now we're sitting inside your...
We're sitting inside the den.
How about house?
In the house.
For house to home?
The home.
And suppose you kept chickens and some animal was getting after them. You didn't know what it was. You said, I'm going to get a shotgun and I'm going to get that.
I'll get a shotgun and I'll kill it, whatever it is, the chickens.
What term do you use if you don't know what it is? Is there one word that you use that takes care of it? Whether it's a weasel or a...
Well, maybe a possum, I'd say. Maybe a possum.
Have you ever used the term vomit?
Well, vomit, yeah. Some vomits are after my chicken.
That means what? It could be a possum.
Maybe it could mean possum or weasel or fox or whatnot.
The whole...
Yeah.
What do you call these little things that live in the ocean? And you cook them and they turn pink, about the size of my thumb.
Yeah, shrimp.
And if you want a wool sweater, if you don't want a wool sweater to draw up and you wash it, you use cool water because hot water would make it
big as shrimp.